Hi, my name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. Thank you for calling the Roundup Express.
Hi, my name is Crystal calling. I have a potential Roundup client on the other line ready for transfer. The name is Timothy Bryant. Are you ready for me to transfer?
Yes, Crystal, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Bryant.
Hey, how you doing today, Randy?
Good, how are you, sir? My name is Randy Reese, and as I mentioned, I'm on a recorded line, and you wanted to see if you could qualify for the Roundup claim, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see what we could do to help you out. Now, let me take down your number,
Two two eight.
504-228-9098.
Yeah, 504. Correct. Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. You got it.
No, that's all right. Sometimes these lines are a little convoluted, and it actually drops. So, if it should happen, I will immediately call you right back. My phone number at my desk, which I am going to provide to you, is an area code 949 number. Okay.
All right.
All right. So I have Timothy Bryant, correct?
Correct.
All right. How you doing today, sir?
I'm all right. All is well.
Good, good. So yes, you'd like to see if you'd meet the criteria to participate in the claim. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing the claim, Mr. Bryant?
No.
Okay. And sorry, this is housekeeping. I just have to ask that same question, but in a little bit different manner. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But, sir, most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that correct? You've not done that?
That's correct. I haven't done none of
Thank you, sir. All right. Thanks. We got past that. Now, this is like a little housekeeping, if you will. Now, were you or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, yet not knowing of it. I know of.
So that would be you. Okay.
Yes,
Do you happen to know the subtype of NHL that you were diagnosed with?
First stage, and I think the B cell.
Was it B cell lymphoma or B lymphoblastic lymphoma? Do you remember?
B cell lymphoma.
Gotcha. All right, thank you, sir. This isn't part of the intake, but I do want to ask you, how are you doing now?
I'm all right, you know what I'm saying? It's
Good.
just healing up pain.
Right. I am really sorry that you had to go through that. All right. So, as if that weren't enough, is that the only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis you've received?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. And you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And
Correct, yes, sir.
thank you, sir. Do you remember when you were diagnosed?
I was April 4th of last year, so April 4th, 2023.
Thank you. I'm just making a note. Okay. So that is current April. Thank you for knowing that, too.
Yes, sir. It was around my grandma's birthday. I can't
Makes,
forget that.
I was going to say, makes it hard to forget. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Now, did you spray it at home primarily?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, I also use the stuff around the house. So I probably, I'm going to jump just ahead, but when we're talking about where you sprayed it, we're talking about fence lines, gutters, curbs, things like that.
Well, we're talking about weeds. You know, my daddy does lawn care, so he don't want to put me on it. But we're
Ah,
talking about weeds.
you can't
Weeds
have
killer,
any weeds,
yeah.
but
My dad's lawn
that's
care.
where you sprayed it at, though, not just, in the lawns and stuff itself, but around the fence lines, the curbs, the gutters, everywhere.
Right.
Sidewalks.
Yeah.
Right. No, I get
Shrubbery,
you.
all that.
You
Yeah.
could tell too. Your dad taught you, right? It looks good.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Now, what was the your home address where you used it?
4378 Shevers Way, that's Gardendale, Alabama.
Could you spell the street for me?
Shevers is going to be S as in Sam, H as in Hector, I as in Igloo, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. 4378 Shevers Way, Gardendale, Alabama.
Thank you. Gardendale, you said, correct?
Yes, sir. Gardendale. It's one word, though.
I
One
got it.
word,
I
Gardendale.
got it as one word. What part of Alabama? This is, I'm just curious, what part of Alabama is that in?
It's outside, like, I'm going to say, like 15 minutes outside of Birmingham, Alabama.
My mother was born in
So it'd be
Troy.
like, oh, okay, Troy. That's more like going towards Montgomery. More
Yeah.
going like, yeah, Mobile
I've been to
area,
Montgomery,
Alabama.
but I've actually never been to Troy. Yes, I should go.
You never been to Troy. Your mom was born in Troy.
That's I was saying. Man, you hear me, man? That's bad. I know. Okay. All right. So hold on. I'm just, and I'm really, I'm not wasting your time. I'm typing while I'm talking, actually. So.
Oh, you all right? You all right? Take your time. Thank I'm you. Waiting for the UPS man to call.
Right on. So I got to ask you: are you Roll Tide or do you like the Tigers?
Oh man, Roll Tide for life.
Okay.
We
okay.
Going through it right now, but it's Roll Tide for life. I can't do this War Eagle. I can't do that.
You know, I don't know if I agree. I'm glad for the young man, but I cringe every time they keep bringing Tua Tagovailoa back on the Dolphins.
Oh man. Be concerned about his safety and his health.
That's exactly it. That's what he's not. I am. He's not concerned
he's not
about
concerned,
it.
Right.
All right. Don't forget here, Mr. Bryant, if you know anybody else, you don't need to tell me on this call, but you're going to have my contact information. So make sure if you know any colleagues, neighbors, or friends, you give them my phone number and my name, okay?
All right. You're Randy. That's all I got is Randy.
Last name is Reese, like the peanut butter cups.
Okay, cool. I like peanut butter cups. Reese.
All right. And I mentioned to you. Randy Reese, I'm going to be giving you all that information via text, but if you want to jot it down, it's area code 949.
Hold on, let me type it in my notes. That's the only way I remember stuff.
I'm with
phones
you.
Are smart. Phones are smart. Randy Reese. And phone number is
949-688-6436. And that is my direct line, so if I should be on the line or something, you could leave a message. You could also send text messages to that line, too.
So let me ask you this. Would you my representation or something? Or
No. I'm just your intake specialist. I'm going to have an attorney and his representation for you here in a second. But really, my job is to make sure that we get a thorough intake here. Because let me just explain one thing to you, Mr. Bryant. I know you haven't asked, but this is not a class action suit. The way a class action suit works is, let's say that the makers of Roundup said, okay, we agree to pay $1 billion, and then all these claimants are going to get everybody get the same amount of money, right? Okay.
All right.
That's not how this works. This is, and everybody gets, you know, a couple bucks. That's not how this works. And so my job here really, and you're doing really, really well, my job here is to make sure that we gather as much pertinent information as we can to help your case. Then, just like anything else, I'm not the attorney, but we work with several different firms, and they all have individual criteria in which they demand from us. I really mean demand from us. And so, in these questions that I'm asking you, I have to ask. And it is the criteria that's you know, demanded from the firm. So I can help if we don't know, but so far you're doing fantastic.
All right.
Now, let me continue.
Now I'm sorry.
Perfect.
Yeah, here we go.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed? The question really is were you between 18 and 79?
Oh, yeah, I was 36 years old. That was last year. So I'm 37
okay.
now. So yeah.
Oh, well, I got that one too. Okay.
Oh, I was 37.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 2024, right?
Yes,
no,
it
36.
Is.
Yeah.
37.
It's 2024 now. Yeah, I was 36. 36.
Time starts flying, man. Trust me.
And body start aching and everything will start breaking. You right about that.
Now, how many years would you say, this could be your best guess, but approximately how many years did you say you used Roundup?
I won't say my whole life, but yeah, can you say that? I'm going to say about 10, 11 years. You know,
okay.
I told you my dad in law office, so I helped him out, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. So say about
you
11
know,
years.
If you want, that's fine. I mean, I hear that you're kind of saying longer than that. There's no right or wrong answer, but we could put 11
All right,
years.
I'm going to go with 11. Just to, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. You're, so you're taking it from when you took over. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, when I took over.
I got you. All right. Now, think about this one for a second, because this isn't consecutive. But throughout those 11 years, the question is did you use Roundup for at least 10 days or more? So throughout that 11 years, I'm going to guess that you used it a whole lot more times than 10 days, correct?
Yes, indeed. I'm going to say about you know, like, okay, if I'm cutting the grass, we do a grass yard. Yeah, I'm going to say more than 10 days. Yeah, I'm going to say more than 10 days.
Can I tell you that most people, and this question is going to come up, most people, the answer is in the 400 to even 900 times of exposure.
Oh, wow.
So yours, if you think about it, if you used it for 11 years.
11 years.
And you're in Alabama, and you get weeds all year round in Alabama.
Yeah. So I'm going to say 11 out of 11 years Roundup, you got the summertime, you got the springtime, and you got the wintertime, the weeds still growing. So I'm going to say about four. I'm going to give it four. Four, yeah. Five, four, five.
So you see what I'm saying? But
four,
you see,
five,
that's not even that unreasonable. Because if you live somewhere where the snow lands, well, you probably are going to have in the 300s or even 400, depending.
Right.
But Alabama's too, like where
we,
I live.
We're in Alabama, where the grass go high.
That's right. All right. Sorry. Now, Mr. Bryant, is this a smartphone we're on?
Yeah, this is iPhone.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And I'm sorry. You're from Alabama. I get to chatting a little bit. So you are a citizen. You are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Now, roll tide. I'm going to go down a list of illnesses. And all I want is a yes or no on them. And this is generic. We don't ask. We ask everybody this. It's not specific to you. Okay. So I'll start with HIV, AIDS, yes or no?
No.
Organ transplant.
No.
Autoimmune disease.
No.
Hepatitis B.
No.
How about hepatitis C?
No.
Epstein-Barr syndrome?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No, just a UPS. No, I'm sorry. No, you keep going.
I can hold.
Yeah, I got to get this.
No, go get it.
I got to sign for it because I need this.
Go get it, dude. I'm fine.
Brian, yeah, B-R-Y-N-P. There we go. Hello.
All right, you're cool.
Hello. All right, thank you. I'm back.
No worries, dude. I only had two more of those. Did you have, other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you got diagnosed with on April 4th of 2023, did you have any other chemotherapy for anything else?
No chemotherapy or anything else.
Perfect.
Now, I want to just iterate this. I don't know. We're on the record line. I do have sickle cell anemia, though, right?
Okay, no worries.
I haven't had chemotherapy for none of that.
No worries. I will note that, okay? And any family history of cancer that you're aware of?
No, not to my knowledge, no, sir.
Okay. So what we're talking about here is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. All right.
Correct.
Now, spell your first name for me. NHL, so that, like the hockey league, T-I.
Like the hockey, thanks for doing that.
So
T-I-M-O-T-H-Y.
T-H-Y, gotcha. I know, I kept cutting you. It's T-I-M-O-N-T-H-Y, Timothy?
Oh, no, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. No N.
Thank you. Timothy, it looks better now. Now there's no red line underneath it. Okay. Is it Bryant?
Yeah.
Like the
great goat Kobe.
Kobe
Bryant.
Well, I was gonna. Yeah. How about Bear Bryant?
Oh, we can do Bear Bryant too. Both of them.
Okay. I guess Kobe's more appropriate for me. I'm in LA, in California. Okay. So.
You in California?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember the day his helicopter went down.
Yes, indeed.
California. Well, now you know someone out here if you didn't.
Well, I got a cousin out there, but I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah, you ought to come out and visit sometime. That's right, and I ought to come to Alabama and go to Troy.
Look, you got to go to Troy. I need to come go to In-N-Out like everybody's talking
about. Oh, you need to. You do need to. Mr. Bryant, is there any suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No, sir. No suffix, unless you meet my brother.
No. Yeah. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
And are you married?
No, I'm engaged, though.
That's okay. And what is your social?
It's 423-239-482.
Thank you. And your date of birth, young man?
My date of birth is January 7th, 1987.
And there's no right or wrong answer, but I got to put something in here, and it could have been like an ad on TV or anything, but when did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer? And it could have been like when you got your diagnosis or maybe even afterwards.
Actually, when I did get my diagnosis, that's when I learned about it, because I didn't think none of it, but I'm like, oh, I use Roundup a lot.
Okay. So that's where you got a connection between that and your cancer, probably on TV,
yes,
right?
Sir. That's what I learned about.
Most people tell me social media, believe it or not.
For real?
Yeah, they say that's where they learned about it.
Social media, but I don't really get into social media. I don't understand people that live their life through it. Like, I know it's a new wave, but yeah, I'm old school. I'm 37 years old. You meet my dad, you'll be like, yeah, you old school. We don't need to do social media.
Okay, let's see. When did you first become aware injuries may have been related to Roundup? Again, that's around your diagnosis date. So we're going to put... I'm going to put the day after your diagnosis. How about I just put your diagnosis date?
April 5th, huh? April? Yeah. All right.
I'll just put April 4th. Because that's really when you became aware of it, the day you got diagnosed, right? So, hey, maybe this has something to do with Roundup. Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's when I really get, And the crazy thing about it, the physicians be knowing.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. How tall are you?
Me, I'm 5'6".
And how much do you weigh?
134.
And what's your best email address?
It's going to be my first name, last name, 0520.
Hang on. I got Timothy Bryant typed in.
All right.
05?
Yeah.
Then what?
20.
20.
05.
05.
Hey, Yahoo. So it's Timothy Bryant, 05-2005. Yeah, I graduated from high school. Month and the year I graduated from high school.
That's cool. And you told me this is a mobile phone. And that address you gave me up there, is that your home address, the Shiva's Way?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Let me just copy that. I'd already put it into Google.
All right.
And that next one we actually already answered. Let me go back up. Just double check it might work a little bit here.
All right.
Okay. All right. Now. Some of these you already told me already, so I'll just kind of go through. Now, when you used Roundup, you already told me that you probably used it. Let's see. Yes, you used it for over a year before your diagnosis, correct?
Correct.
And how many times per month do you think you used Roundup?
I know, cut my yard twice a month. Yeah, I'm gonna say
weekly.
I cut my in the summertime. I'm gonna say twice a month. I'm cutting my yard, but I could say I go cut my grandma's yard too. So I'm gonna say about three times a month.
Okay. Okay, and so when you started using Roundup, you kind of mentioned that was about 11 years ago. That's what we're going to go with. So that would have been approximately, let's say, springtime of, minus 11 years, about 2013. Does that sound about right? About May of 2013?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you stop using it? Would that also be your diagnosis date?
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Okay. You're not using it anymore, are you? Okay.
No, indeed.
Okay, you stopped using it because of potential danger, right?
All right. You should see the danger, man. No, indeed, I'm not doing that no more.
Yeah, good for you. They still sell it too. And
oh yeah, they making money.
Did you apply it all year round for the most part?
Oh, I would say yeah, yes sir.
Okay. And when did you buy the did you use a backpack, a sprayer? Do you remember how you used, or just a premix?
I just used a little sprayer. I just used a little sprayer to come with a little handle, like a little black little handle.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. Now, believe it or not, the answer to this, most people are tells me no, but I do want you to tell me your honest answer. Did you use any protective gear when you were applying Roundup?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And then the lot that you live on there, again, it's residential, and it's it, how big would you say the lot is?
Yeah, honest, my backyard is bigger than my front yard. I really can't give no square footage for real. Let me see.
Do you think you have like a half acre?
Yeah, I could do half an acre. We'll say half an acre.
Okay. I know the lots are big down there in Alabama.
Oh yeah, they are. They are. But where I'm living at, they is not. It's big, but it ain't that big, you know. But my oh lord, yeah. You go to my dad's house, my uncle's house. They got some land.
Yeah, my uncle up out there too did too. I had a aunt and uncle that lived in Montgomery, but they both passed away. Oh. So yeah, I don't know what's happening with the kids. And then you used this residentially. Were you first exposed to Roundup? You were directly through yard work, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was helping my daddy during the summertime, but you know, I can't account for them. But I was using it back in the day.
Right, but you can you can account for the 11 years that we spoke of, though. Correct.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Right. No, we got it, and that's the way I'm putting it down. So that's perfect. And you were exposed directly, of course.
Yes, sir.
And did you personally spray Roundup?
I personally spray Roundup. Yes, sir.
And so you were always present whenever there was Roundup being used.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you already answered this one. You told me between 400 and 500. This was how many exposures you had in your lifetime. Do you want me to put 450? Yeah. That's in between?
Yeah, put 450, to be honest with you. Yeah, because I'm going to just say put 450.
Okay. Now, do you live near a well?
A well? No, like a little well you can put water down?
A water well.
No, sir. No, indeed.
So you do not get your water from a well, correct?
No, sir. I did not get my water from a well.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides that you're aware of?
No, sir.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
Agent Orange, no, sir. I haven't.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene that you're aware of?
No, sir. Not that I'm aware of.
And the type of Roundup that you used, you'd already mentioned to me that was the premix.
Yes, sir. I had the dual action weed and grass killer.
Perfect.
Plus, and actually get the weed and grass.
Where did you typically go to buy your Roundup? Home Depot, Lowe's, HEB? Where'd you Home Depot.
I'm going to say Home Depot. Now, the last one I did buy, it was from Ace, but I'm going to say Home Depot, primarily Home Depot.
Now, you don't have to have them right now on this phone call, but would you be able to obtain any credit card receipts or anything like that from the Home Depot or any proof of purchase? And if you can't, yes, say no if you can't. You think you can?
I'm going to just say no just to be on the safe side, just in case. Like, I should be able to. I'm going to say no.
Okay. So right now you don't have any in your possession, correct? Most people don't. Trust me. They don't think to keep them.
I can pull a statement up, but I don't know how far the statement dates will go back. You know what I'm saying?
I've actually had to pull my Home Depot statement up in the past one time to prove I had a warranty on an item. I one time was able to go about 4 years back. So...
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I'm going to put in here not in possession, might be able to obtain credit card receipts. I'm putting might.
All right.
Might be able to obtain credit card receipts.
Man, if I got an account with them, they should be able to, you know, pull all that up.
Yeah, I was able to get it done. I don't remember. I don't know what they're up to these days. I haven't had to do that, but I remember specifically. Exactly. It was for a washer we bought, and we did buy the warranty.
I'm, You see what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, you take your car to the dealer, it don't act up. And I don't want to get in that situation and be like, well, I need you to find the receipt you said you can find. And they're saying, you know, guess what?
No, I know, no, yeah, dude. That's why I put not in possession might be able to obtain credit receipts. That's all. That's all we put. All so right. Do you have receipts? No. Do you have any Roundup in your possession? You don't have any Roundup in your possession, do you?
No.
All right.
No, indeed. No, indeed.
Okay, good.
No.
Have you ever smoked?
Yes, I have smoked, but I didn't stop, though.
Okay, so you don't smoke anymore. All right, good. Are you
May 1st.
Are you currently employed? How many years would you say you smoked?
Yes, since 17, I'm going to be honest with you. Since the age of 17, so I'm 30, so I'm going to say 20 years.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And who do you work for?
Me? I work for the United States Postal Service.
Are you a letter carrier?
No, I'm actually a clerk inside the distribution center.
I still love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. We have our ups and downs. I promise you that.
You know, I've had the same letter carrier for, I've lived in the same place for like 25 years, and I've had two the whole time, except for fill-ins and stuff.
Two, that's it, huh?
June.
You start growing a relationship with them.
I give them Christmas presents. Okay.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you. I promise you that. They don't know how difficult it is sometimes.
Well, they're cool people. She'll come up to my door. Yes, they don't have to get out anymore, but she'll come up to my door like if somebody's blocking the boxes. She'll get out or honk. She's really cool.
All right.
Which location do you work at for the post office?
It's the Birmingham Annex. It's going to be 4500 First Avenue South.
Okay, hold on. I'll take it from you. 4500 First Avenue South.
First Avenue South, yes. And that's Birmingham, Alabama. 35222.
35222. I was just talking to some guy down in Mobile. That's where my other aunt lived. I know that's a long ways down, but I still remember when I was a kid, we used to go to this restaurant out there on Dauphin Island and get these get these crab claws that were so good. And
how can I ask you this? How you got all the way to Cali?
My mom, I'm the first one born here. On my mom's side, you're all from Alabama, but my dad worked, you know, just try something new.
And that's not look at you, California, okay?
But
I know.
It is what it is. I grew up here, but I did go back there quite a few times. We used to get those lizards that change colors down there, bring them home on the airplane, uh-huh. And trip everybody out.
Yes. We used to catch bumblebees in a jar.
Yeah, oh yeah. We don't even have those out here. Okay, so. Have you ever lost any time because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Well, I've not lost any. I have annual leave to take care of that when I had to have surgery. My surgery was like 6-7 days right after I was diagnosed. So.
Thank you for that. Were you ever in the military?
No, sir. I can't go. Civil cell has stopped me from that.
That is correct. Thank you for that. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, sir. Not to my knowledge. I haven't been sued or involved in anything.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's comp claim?
No, sir, I haven't.
How about, have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, sir, I haven't.
And then how about other than minor traffic offenses or parties, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, sir, I never have.
Thank you. And who's your diagnosing physician?
Robert, let me make sure I get that. I'm going to look at my emails.
Okay, thank you.
Like his name, you know, their name. I'm not trying to be, you know.
No. But you know what? Jake. Be as close as you can, and I'll Google it. I promise I'll find it. I always do. Always.
Royman Jacob, MD, radiation oncologist.
It's Royman or Royman?
I'm going to say Royman. Royman Jacob.
Okay. And he's in, where's he at? In Alabama somewhere.
UAB. Yes, sir, Alabama. Royman Jacob.
Jacobs, you said, right?
Yes, sir, Jacob. Well, I didn't say Jacobs, but Jacob, yeah.
How do you spell that, do you think?
J-A-C-O-B.
Yeah, that's what
J-A-C-O-B.
That's what I put. Yeah.
Royman. Might be Royman. Royman. Royman Jacob. That was that.
Let me try putting R. See what that comes up. There he is. Okay, R-O-J. That's what I got. All right. I found him. That's it. Reugeman. I don't know.
That's why I was like, let me, yeah.
Dude, though, I'll tell you this, though. He's got good reviews.
Yes, indeed.
So hopefully you like him. And I'm just copying
and
pasting.
I like him.
Good.
Okay.
Let's see. That's not the address I want. You saw him at the university, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. There it is. You were giving me it. He gets around.
Yeah.
Okay. I just need an address for that place.
A UAB? That's yeah. 19th Street South, Birmingham, Alabama. 19th Street South.
Okay.
Biggest university was the hospital, the biggest hospital we got in Birmingham. It covers about 4 or 5 feet block.
Does it really?
Kirkland Clinic right by. Yeah. You got Kirkland Clinic, then you got UAB, then you got Churn Hospital. Like, they all in the same vicinity. Go a couple miles south, you got St. Vincent, the Caesar Hospital. Like, a lot of hospitals around here.
That's a good thing, though. You don't happen to know his phone number, do you?
No, I do not. I'm going to have to pull up a long voicemail.
Hold on. I'll get it. Now that you gave me his name, I'll copy and paste it and just put it in there. So you don't have to do that. I'll get it faster. And we are almost done. Thank you for your patience.
No problem. I got the UPS, man. That was the biggest task for today.
Okay, cool.
I had to leave a note on my door saying I'm home. They last time they tried to deliver my new iPad, and, you know, a signature is required. They said I wasn't home, but I was home. So I don't know why they marked it as deliver it.
I've heard of that before too, actually.
So I'm sitting downstairs just to make sure I don't miss them this time. But I called them. That was the biggest task of the day.
So that University of Alabama Hospital, that's the same hospital that you were treated at then, right?
Yes, sir. UAB. Okay. University of Alabama, Birmingham.
UAB. There, I got it. Okay, cool. That was easy. A lot of this he's already given me. So just move it on down. Come on, that's not what I want. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
And Dr. Jacob, that he also saw you at UAB, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
Did you go to any other facility, like offsite, or is it always there?
No, sir. It was only UAB.
Okay, that's cool.
It was
I just
only
repeat
UAB.
It.
Yeah.
And
my bad. They asked you all them questions. Huh?
No, I'm just copying and pasting it. That's all. And Dr. Jaco, he's an oncologist. I already saw that all as well. When's the last time you saw him?
Well, I would say last year. I saw him recently because I haven't had any checkups.
Okay.
No problems right now. I do have a regular primary care physician I go to. So.
Okay.
Know.
When do you think? No, right. He's the oncologist. When do you think the last time? I mean, month. Just your approximately.
My approximate, I'm gonna say. I would say December of 2023.
Okay. I got that.
December. I should get a day. Let me see. Because I have like you. I keep notes of everything. And voicemails just so I can make sure I'm thorough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just pulling up this. There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
I'm going to say December 15th.
Okay. And one more thing to copy and paste here. And this would be the phone number, so we're good. Okay. Now, did you get chemo, radiation? What did they do?
They gave me chemotherapy.
Okay. I'm glad to hear your chemo now.
Yeah, they had the chemotherapy, and they gave me pain medication as well.
How's lymphoma impacted your life? Are you still in pain?
No, I don't know. I can't really know. I have sickle cell as well, so pain comes from that. So I really, the lymph nodes, they had surgery to remove the lymph nodes out my, you know what I'm saying, from my chest. So
okay.
I would say, I'm going to say it's more sickle cell pain in my opinion, but I don't know if that, with the lymphoma made it affect my crisis more, but I can't put that on that. You know what I mean?
No, I know. Still has pain.
I don't want to say that induced my sickle cell crisis, but I want to put the blame on it. I'm more of a fat person.
You sound like it, actually. Let me see if there's another place I could just make that note, because I appreciate you saying that. So we wouldn't want to make it. Okay. Now, you don't have to have them on this phone call, but do you have, or do you know if they exist, medical records that do indicate the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, I have medical records. They should be at the hospital.
I'll just say yes then. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. We're really almost done. I'm just putting in here. I'm looking over to make sure I put in how are you exposed, how is it applied, why'd you stop using potential danger. You probably remember all the things I'm reading, yeah.
Way more potential danger.
Yes.
Lord, when they tell you you need to go to chemotherapy, you think of cancer, like, Lord.
Yeah. And us older guys, man, we think of it as a death sentence, you know? Seriously.
Man, exactly. That's the first thing blinking through my mind. Like, Lord, I haven't even lived yet.
I do know. I get you.
And then you got people talking about prostate cancer when you get a certain age. I'm like, Lord, come on now. Where does all this stuff come from?
I don't know. I know. Maybe processed food. I don't know.
Exactly. That's what I was about to get to. You can't eat nothing these days.
That's
You gotta go grow it yourself. You gotta grow it yourself.
You do. I do have a firm, the best one for you. It's it's the abbreviation is A4D, but I'm gonna send you all their information. But have you ever done DocuSign before?
DocuSign, yeah, I have on my phone before, yeah.
That's how we do it. So hold on with me. Bear with me right now. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anything. Again, I have to go back and look over the top. I probably missed something.
So I have to DocuSign my document?
Yeah, basically what this is, you sign this document here. It lets everybody know that you want to move forward. Then from here, what will happen is the attorney, they'll actually reach out to you probably in about 5 days or less, and they'll have a brief phone call with you. And basically, by the way, what is the best time to get a hold of you?
I'm going to say the daytime because I work from 4 in the evening to 4 in the morning. So I'm going to say probably like 1 o'clock p.m.
Okay, thank you. Let me see. Just looking.
Yeah, that's Monday is definitely the best. I'm off on Sundays and Mondays. So Monday, I'm woke. Sunday, I'm asleep.
We do request an emergency contact. It doesn't have to be anybody that lives with you, but it could be a friend, your brother, anybody.
All right, let me see. Give you my sister.
Okay, and I just need their name and their phone number.
Her name is going to be Timethia Bryant. T-I-M-E-T-H-I-A. It's actually my twin. Timethia Bryant.
That's cool. What's her number?
My phone number is going to be area code 205 834
Did I lose you? Mr. Bryant? Hello, Mr. Bryant. Mr. Bryant, I told you that happens, and all right. So, yeah, sorry about that. It happens. All right. Well, at least I forewarned you, right? Thank you, brother. So for Tamitha Bryant, I got 205-834, and that's where I went blank. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. All right. So anyways, yes. So let's see what we got. And just to confirm on your deal, there's no apartment number or anything, correct? Okay, I didn't think so. Okay, so far it went through. It says I didn't make any mistakes, so now I'm going to go into my DocuSign. We do have a compliance department here, though, as well, so they did look it over. And if I did make a mistake, I'll certainly call you back. Yeah. And that number that I'm talking to you on your screen now, that is my line. Absolutely. Or you can send me a text, whatever you need to do, for sure. Let me pull up this. Oh, yeah. Let me pull this up, and I'm going to take a look at it. Make sure everything lines up. Agree and continue. Timothy Bryant. Oh, you got Robin Law, huh? That's a good one. It's Pulaski, like I said. These guys are experts at these things, and if you're curious, and I know you haven't asked me, Mr. Bryant, but they've actually started settling these cases up, and if you're curious, you can look on Google. Oh, yeah, for real. All right, now, that's me. Go ahead and click on that. The first thing it's going to ask you to do is to agree to receive information from me electronically. Just you keep doing your thing. You'll be fine. Did you, what's it doing? Yes. It doesn't give you the just finish like I know sometimes it does on certain documents. It'll say just do it. Give it a second. It'll come to me. All right. Now, as I promised. First, there it came back to me. I'll take a look at it before I let you go, but I got to send you, as promised, a couple text messages. So hold on, let me go into my email here. Refresh, completed DocuSign, ED4. Okay. It's already gone to trial. That's why they've started settling. It's a tort. It's a little bit different. And I just put the abbreviation for 84. It's 84 Pulaski. They're going to reach out to you. Like I said, they probably are going to be calling. Oh, you got it. Thank you. They're going to probably be on a 909 number, but they also have an office in Texas. So if you want to watch for them, let me see if this one. Da, 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 da. Well, the net, yeah, thank you. What'll happen next is you just kind of hang tight because from here, my compliance team's going to review the document that I just did with you, and I'm looking at it as well, hoping that I didn't make any mistakes. And we do have 4378 Shiva's Way, Gardendale, Alabama. We do have a smartphone. We do have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Timothy Bryant, no suffix, not married, engaged, not married. I got that. I didn't have to put engaged. I just remembered that. You're dead. You're. It's super big, dude. Then I have your birth date is 0107 1987. And let's see what else. 5 foot 6, 134. You're a trim man. Timothy Bryant, 05 of 2005 at yahoo.com. There's no of. And let's see, use the product for more than a year. None of the above. Home Depot, none in your possession. Might be able to obtain credit card receipts. You work at the post office. Got Dr. Raymond Jacob, UAB Hospital. Dr. Rajon Jacob. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. His office is also in Birmingham. Right, I know, I know. And then your twin sister, Tamitha. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So, what you want to do now is just kind of hang tight. I kind of keep an eye on these things. So today's Monday. We got a holiday weekend going in next week, and I gotta be honest with you, it's my wife's birthday. I've been married for a bit. Yeah, so I'm gonna take Monday off. So if you don't hear from them by say, like, I'll be checking, but Tuesday of next week, I'll come in and I'll go down the list of things. And if I either see anything from you or if I don't see anything from them, we can follow up if need be, but I usually don't have to be quite honest with you. Usually what would happen is the compliance team here will go through it and maybe have an additional question. And that would, if that be the case, I'd be calling you back like within half an hour or so, maybe sooner. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, as far as I can see, everything looks good. After third or fourth day, if you want to call the law firm and see if they've got your document, you can. But you say you're off on Mondays? Oh, good for you. What about next week? It's a holiday. Ah, triple time. Yeah, and congratulations on that too, man. But anyways, the thing is after a week or so, if you decide you want to give them a buzz, you can. But I would honestly say just hang tight, and you can also reach out to me if you'd rather. So either way is fine. How about this? You got any questions? Yeah, and if you want to get an idea what type they've been, where they've been settling these cases out, I'm really not allowed to talk dollar amounts. So I would suggest though you go on to Google and take a look. You could just put in average roundup lawsuit settlements. I mean, if you're curious, you know what I'm saying? Right. Well, for I'm being a little more detailed. For all intents and purposes, what you sign is really step one of a retainer agreement. So you can say you have an attorney. If anybody else were to contact you, I don't know how many inquiries, or where they all go, but if anybody else were to contact you can tell them you've already signed documents with a law firm. And if you, again, if you have any additional questions or anything, and don't forget, if you know anyone else, give them my name and number. Listen, I'm not on commission or anything like that, but we spent a lot of time talking about Alabama and stuff, but I'm just really passionate, to be honest with you. I used to work on the Camp Lejeune one as well. Do you know what that was? Camp Lejeune, the government was dumping chemicals into the water out there in North. That one ended in August, and so I'm re this for me. This is really more about passion. It really, really is. Right on. Well, no, I'm actually a Leo. So I had a birthday pass. That was in August. Yes. Well, so, but you're right. This is a passion, and I'm actually really fortunate to be with this company as well, because they share the passion a lot. And in all honesty, if I told you the truth, you'd know it's not about money. It is not about money in any way. That's correct. Ah, congratulations. Well, you're getting married, dude. I guess I don't take this wrong, but it's time to grow up, right? That's right, man. Sir, true pleasure meeting you. And like I say, don't hesitate to reach out to me if you have any additional questions, okay? Right on, dude. I definitely got to get to Troy. And listen, man, you have a blessed day. And I'm actually really glad to hear you're in remission. All these calls don't go so sweet, I'm telling you. That's right. That's right. You take care, my friend. A true pleasure, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.